Hello to members of Faith Cumberland Presbyterian Church in America. This is Pastor Tony, trusting in the mercies of the Father to keep us strong in faith and His Word, enlivening our hearts that we may hold on to our profession of faith in Christ. Father God, just a moment of your time for us to come before you in spirit and truth. No other God besides you have loved us, a people who daily fall short of your glory. Your love never wavers, nor is it ever withdrawn. Your love, O God, compels us to adore you, praise you, and worship you. Teach us, O God, to hear your voice and obey every command. We come not just to beg for our desires, but to render ourselves to you, O God, for all your benefits. Be not angry, O God, when we sin against thee. We have sinned because we are ever so weak when temptation slams into us. We honestly confess our sins, sins that displease you, sins that kindles your anger, sins worthy of your judgment. By your decree, O God, the blood of Jesus washes us clean from all sin and unrighteousness. Thank you, O God, for Jesus and the blood. Thank you. Father God, give us the mind to strive for godliness above all other pursuits in this life. Examine us, O God, and remove anyone or anything that we hold in higher esteem than our Lord. May our living be our testimony that we are not of this world, but of God's kingdom. May our life reflect the indwelling spirit of Christ in us by our labors of love and words of comfort. O God, let us not forget we are to make disciples of all nations. Let us not forget our life is not ours, but our life belongs to you. We are living sacrifices unto you, O God, that we may be ambassadors of the gospel of Jesus in our lost and darkened world. Give us boldness, O God, to declare Jesus as Lord, who calls all men to repent and be saved. May your saints never cease in this mission, O God. O God, may the Church of Christ stand boldly against every opposition. May your saints be awakened to the urgency of time for all men to be saved and washed in the blood of the Lamb. Let not your saints be silent as our nation is consumed by anarchy, hostility, and oppression. Lead us, O God, in the paths of everlasting life. O God, thank you for calling Faith Cumberland into being. You have given us many saints who inspire us to always trust in the Lord. The Lockharts, Elder Smith, Sister Valerie, Elder Tarista, Elder Harriet, Father God. These, O God, have kept the faith and give us an example to follow. You have healed many others, O God, that we may know our prayers never go unanswered. O God, let no need go unmet. Bless every household. Keep us safe from harm, sickness, and danger. We glorify you, O God. O God, may your divine gaze look on the bereaved. Many are still dying, some from pestilence. Some by the evil hand, some by war, some by accident, some by old age. Comfort all grieving families, O God. May all turn from their grief and give reverence to God, thanking Him for the gift of life. May every grieving heart look to Jesus, our hope in the resurrection of the saints. O God, look down on our nation. In spite of being divided, give us understanding. Lead us into the everlasting ways of God. Pour your mercy on us. Heal our land, O God, that we may again learn to love one another in spite of personal and political differences. We need you, O God. We need you. Turn not away your divine favor. For the moment you do, O God, we shall surely die. Father God, this is our prayer, a supplication. Hear us, O Lord, and incline thy ear to us. Grant us thy peace as we faithfully plead the blood of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.